Hello, and welcome to another episode of Healing from the Mess with me, Lizzie. If this recording comes out a little wonky, I'm having issues with Riverside, so I apologize. I am on my monthly, and I have been feeling just sad for the past few days. Just sad. I have nowhere. I'm crying for no reason. Just, I feel detached from everything. It's really strange. But I want to update you. After my last episode aired, I actually got a phone call from my mother's husband. And he did apologize for not making it, asked, you know, for a heads up so you can make arrangements. It makes me feel like, I don't know, scared. Like, I don't want him to have to lie to her, but I also don't want her to know I'm there, and I don't want to put him in that position, but if that's something he chooses to do, he chooses to lie to her, he chooses to tell her he saw us after the fact, that's on him. I don't have any control over that. So I understand that it's up to him what he wants to do, and I don't have any control over it. It doesn't make me feel any better, unfortunately. I think it just makes me wish I could protect him. And that's not up to me. I have been able to separate her in my head. Where now she's just his wife. I think I'm just really sad about how things are. Therapy went great yesterday. It felt really good. But as soon as I left, I just felt completely drained. And it was weird because I was so proud of myself. I'm proud of myself for taking a trip with my kids and not being anxious and worried and all of that, and being able to enjoy my time with them. I talked about the past week and what we've been up to, and I feel really good mentally, but I'm just sad for the past, I'm crying. Like, I don't even know why I'm crying. I've been in a lot of pain lately. My shoulders, my back, my hands, everything hurts. And it's really frustrating because I have a very high pain tolerance. I don't complain about pain. If I complain about pain, it's bad. Like, it's at a 10 and above if I complain. It's been manageable, but I know it's getting worse. So I'm going on a turmeric supplement to see if that helps with the inflammation. I'm thinking that's what's happening in my hands. I don't know. I'm still doing well about cleaning my house. I'm actually cleaning all of the screens in our house today. TVs, computers, tablets, phones, all those things are being cleaned today. Just because it's time. I need to do that every day, but I'm those things for me, I don't remember. I don't think about it. So it's like a once, twice a week kind of thing. I'm sure I'll get better at it once I do it more often. I think I'm going to I got cleaned the bathrooms today, and I'm probably going to do some light dusting, which I did not do yesterday. I should have, but I didn't clean. I did a little laundry, and that was that. I was just done. I was tired and I was done. And I need rest. It was day two of heavy bleeding. Today looks like it might be day three. I'm just trying to give energy and do things. So, but I wanted to come on here and update you, let you know I'm good. Let you know that he did call, he did apologize. We did have a conversation. I'm just feeling sad. I think I'm going to try to read. I know I keep saying this all the time. I'm honestly going to try to read this book, How to Do the Work by Dr. Nicole LaPera. I'm on chapter 5, Mind Body Healing Practices. What it says. So I'm going to try to actually read this. Read a chapter today and take notes. Because I need. I'm so sorry. Oh, I need to do something. So I'm going to try. Going to clean the bathrooms. And then I'm going to sit down. I'm going to read. So I'm taking care of myself today. And sometimes that's what we have to do. Sometimes we have to just take care of ourselves. And everything else can wait. And it's true, everything else can wait. Taking care of you, taking care of your mental health, taking, doing self-care sometimes is doing nothing. Sometimes it's watching trash TV. Sometimes it's taking a nap. It's a beautiful rainy day here. So, a nap sounds amazing. Good read, listening to the rain. I think that's what I'll be doing. So, I will hopefully have another episode out next week. We'll see. I know I need to do part two of 2006. I haven't forgotten about it, guys. I promise. I haven't forgotten about it. I'm just trying to get my head in the right space because, I mean, this month is the anniversary of her death. And 2006, I know it was 18 years ago, but sometimes it feels like yesterday. So it just takes me a little bit of time to get there. So, I will do my best to do part two of that next week. We'll see. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll join me next week for another episode of Healing from the Mess with me, Lizzie.